Yeah, we're back.
Hour number two, Raw Radio. DJ Rock, DJ Sean Touch, Raggedy Andy, FBL. Big shout out to our sponsors, Coors Light. It's the Silver Bullet. I got a Silver Bullet, baby. And they have two-stage cold activation. It's cold and super cold. And when the mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the rock. That sounds like some old porno shit.
Yo, look, bitch, is there really such shit. Thing, hey, bitch, thing as mountain. Light beer? Like, really? Like,
yo, that's some pimp shit, though. Hey, bitch.
Yo, I've never seen nobody lose weight drinking light beer. Like, seriously.
Nah. You know what, though? Like, there's beers out there that's actually, like, they have less calories.
Yeah.
And they're actually good for you if you want to lose weight. Like, Beck's, I think, has, like, the lowest amount of calories.
Okay.
I think Beck's is, like, 52. You know, Guinness is actually a healthy beer.
You know, I like Guinness, yeah.
I like Guinness, too. Yeah. But, yo, this don't sound like some pimp shit. Hey, baby, you know, when the mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the rocket, baby.
You know what?
Sound like
since we always giving y'all, like, you know, good information, good things to live by. You know, in the past we've given you our top five, you know, strippers. You know, we give you like your top five, you know, female MCs, things
hold that for a sec. Proceed, carry on.
So I was figuring, just, you know, I just came up with this. I figured, FBF, why don't you just give us our top five drinks that we may want to consume when we're going to the bar. Because, you know, like, everybody follows what rappers drink. So, you know, they might drink just
Hennessy.
You know what I'm saying? But realistically, I don't drink no damn Hennessy, man. Hennessy's not my shit, you know? So we want y'all to open y'all minds to some new things. Because, you know, how many of you guys are really drinking Riesling because you like Riesling? Or did you really even know what Riesling was before Kanye said it? You know what I'm saying? So we're going to say it, and that way y'all can enjoy some of the dope beverages.
The good shit.
All right. First of all, you know, cats drink depending on, you know, we drink. So in the beginning, we used to drink to get tore up.
Yeah.
All right.
Still do sometimes.
Cats used to drink. When we used to drink, we used to drink to get tore up. We used to drink 40s, chipping in with Midnight Dragon and Coke 900. Ooh. Just because it was the cheapest beer to get. You know, everybody, I got 30 cents. I got 40 cents. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we was drinking to get tore up.
80 cent 40s.
And since we was drinking at such a young age, like, niggas was drinking 40s at, like, you know, 10th grade. You know, just get an older cat to buy it for us. Or, like, yo, man, here goes some money. You know, get us a beer and then get us a 40. And then we go around inside and just drink it. It's like four niggas drinking 140. You know, after school, after work, something like that. You know, things like that. Because we have little jobs and stuff like that. Or on the weekend, you know, 240s and niggas is straight, you know. But then over time, you know, with more responsibility, driving and things like that, we drink more now social. It's just part of the lifestyle of drink. You know, I mean, I get tore up, but I don't get tore up like that all the time because, you know, my job, man. You know what I'm saying? And usually when I work, I don't drink. You see what I'm saying? I really don't drink when I'm on at work. I might have a beer or a shot or something like that, or one mixed drink. But then when I'm off, that's what we do. We chill at the bar. I'm a bartender. I bartend on the side, and I chill at the same bar I bartend at, so I drink for free.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm constantly, you know, we drinking, kicking it, drink, you know, like that. So I don't want anybody thinking, like, oh, these niggas is alcoholics like that, because we are. But anyway,
I'm not a quitter.
You get into taste. Like, you know, I prefer dark liquor. Some cats prefer light liquor, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Andy drinks light liquor, but he will drink the dark. I drink dark liquor, but I will drink the light liquor.
I'm a dark liquor. Man.
Now, my number one dark liquor of choice is Jack Daniels. I like personally, preferably single. I like a Gentleman Jack.
Yeah.
Single barrel Jack.
Okay.
Honey Jack Daniels.
Yeah, Tennessee Honey. Yes. That's,
yes.
That's
you got that right there. So
oh,
that's.
We got a little bit.
Oh yes, yes.
Oh yes.
So that's the drink
split
of choice.
It up. Split it up.
You know, Jack Daniels, Black yeah. Jack Daniels,
yeah.
Green Label Jack.
Yep. Which they do, you know, now have in the Northeast now.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same as the black. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just aged.
A little bit smoother.
I think it's aged. I think they either is aged 6 months more or it's in a different barrel.
Yeah.
Because they put them in charred oak barrels. That's why you get that flavor.
It's just as potent. You know? Same
potent. Oh, yeah. But
it's got a different, slightly different flavor.
You want to get to the smoothness, single barrel in Gentleman Jack.
Yeah.
That's just straight. And the thing is, you dummy niggers out there, let me tell you something. When you drinking good liquor, top shelf liquor like that, You supposed to drink that shit chilled, straight, or on the rocks.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You guys are drinking top shelf cognac, top shelf. You know, the reason why you paying a couple more dollars, you know what I'm saying, for the top shelf, because it's a distinct taste that gives it a difference between regular shit.
You don't need to put in coke.
You don't got to do that shit, man. And but you know people that don't know how to drink, because they drinking top shelf shit, putting pineapple juice and Sprite in it. If you was going to do that and fuck up good vodka, good rum,
just get some cheap ass vodka.
Just get the well shit, or just get some standard shit and then mix it like that. Why waste your money, man? You know, because a lot of these people are bandwagoners and they don't know no damn better.
Exactly.
So anyway, you know, I like the Jack Daniels, man. You know, I like I said, single barrel Jack, gentleman Jack, black Jack, which is regular black label Jack, green yep. label Jack, and honey Jack. Honey Jack Daniels right now is the drink of choice right now. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? And then as a backup, I like E&J VSOP.
Yeah.
Because it just goes with anything. You know what I mean? Like, you could drink, like, usually when you drink dark liquors, you drink it with Coke or ginger ale. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You drinking like a flavored liquor, you drink it with Sprite. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing like a peach Bacardi or Ciroc peach, you know, vodka, you drink it with Sprite.
Yeah.
So you get the taste of the liquor with that little fizz, or club soda.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You don't drink flavored vodka and add more flavor to it. You're defeating the purpose. Like, you don't drink cranberry flavored vodka and have cranberry juice to it. You add Sprite with it. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Although you could do that, but that's like overkill, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you usually do with Sprite. When you got flavored like Bacardi's, like, you know, the Raz and the Dragonberry, you keep it simple, Sprite. You know, stuff like that. Grape flavored vodka, Sprite.
Yeah.
Pear flavored, absolute pear flavored Smirnoff, Sprite. Or ginger ale. You see what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question, though.
Yeah.
If you had a preference between, out of all the flavored vodkas, between Absolute, Smirnoff, Three Olives, and Ciroc.
Preferably Three Olives grape.
Okay.
Three olives, yeah. And like
Three Olives is a sleeper.
Yeah, you know, Three Olives, Kettle One got some good vodka. Actually, okay. You know, some real good vodka. Kettle okay. One is real good. Three Olives is real good. Ciroc ain't bad. I mean, I fucks with Ciroc. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I'll drink the Ciroc vodka, any flavor. And you mix those with juices. Like, if you got regular Ciroc, you can mix it with lemonade. You can mix it with okay. iced tea.
All right.
You see what I'm saying? I like Crown Royal on the side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I drink a little bit of Crown Royal, and you drink the Crown Royal straight. You drink
yep.
Crown Royal, you drink Crown of Coke, Crown and Ginger, or just Crown straight or Crown on the rocks. That's
yep.
how you drink Crown Royal. And Crown Royal Black. I was drinking that with Panther this summer over at Money Mike's and Lower Nines. We had a little barbecue over there, and she turned me on to the Crown Royal Black. That was just smoothness. Just smooth.
Yeah.
And then let me tell you something else. When we was in California, I was in Cali chilling with Talib. And also when we went to Vegas, the Asian cast was drinking scotch and iced tea. Lipped in
okay.
the green iced tea with
yeah.
scotch.
Wow.
It killed. Too many people was ordering it. So let me try one of those. And it kills the bite of the scotch, even though scotch is already smooth.
Yeah.
It's a different dynamic. So, you know, y'all can check that out. You know what I'm saying? And you drink and you sip scotch. And
yeah.
all scotch come from Scotland.
Okay.
All right? All cognac comes from France. Just like that. It ain't cognac if it don't come from Cognac, France. And all cognac is made with grapes. All cognac is brandy.
Yep.
But all brandy ain't cognac. Brandy yep. is fermented fruit liquor. You know, a mash. You see what I'm saying? But cognac is fermented grapes.
Yeah.
Which is a brandy, but it's cognac. And what separates the liquor and the distinctness is this. How long it's aged. They distill the liquor. Well liquor is distilled and then bottled. Bang. That's well liquor. Now, what separates the liquor is how long they age it. You know, they might age it for 6 months. They might age it for a year. This is aged for 2 years. This is aged for 4 years. And the more it's aged, the smoother it gets.
And that's how you get your top shelf.
That's right. That's how you get your top shelf. And what they store it in. Well,
okay.
we store it in like wine soak casks. You know what I'm saying? Or it's stored in oak cask that's charred.
Okay.
You know, that's what give it the flavor and the color. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what separates the liquors, but a lot of people ain't hip. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of niggas bandwagon. Like, remember when Sex and the City came out? All the bitches was drinking Cosmopolitan martinis.
Yep.
You know, but now they ain't doing that. You know, people...
That shit out there.
Yeah. And as far as wines... You know, you got red wines and you got white wines. That's your basic wine science. You got red wine, you got white wine. So now it depends on the kind of wine. Do you want it dry? Do you want it crisp? Do you want it fruity? Do you want it sweet? do you want a little flavor? So now that's where the wines, like a lot of people, I don't like this kind of wine. Well, you got to try different wines and know exactly what you like. Because with wine, you don't just gulp wine. You taste wine. You sip it. You swish it around your mouth. You smell it. You smell it, and you get the aroma, and then you get the taste, and then you just slowly sip the wine. You thrust it back and forth in your mouth. That's how you drink wine. And a lot of cats don't know. They just gulping it down. It's like wine ain't like that, man. And certain wine go with certain. Usually you drink white wine with fish and pork, chicken. You see what I'm saying? Turkey. Yeah. And you drink red wines with dark meats.
Yeah,
you know,
your red meats.
Your red meats.
Okay.
You know, burgers. And that's how you do it. Or you can drink wine how you want to, but that's how you do it. You're doing seafood, white wine. You're doing chicken, white wine. You're doing pork, white wine. You're doing beef, ribs, steaks, red wines. Then you got your after-dinner wines and your before-dinner wines. So it depends on what it is. See, I don't got into wines because me and Tosh drink wines, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like
that.
My wife
and I drink wine, too.
But I'm a Jack Daniels man. And I drink E&J VSOP, regular E&J as a backup. Those are my two preferred drinks.
Now, we all know the science behind it, but like break down, for example, like I like Hennessy, but I like Hennessy Black better. You mentioned Jack Black better early on. I know they have Johnny Walker Black. Like let people know like what the black version of a dark liquor is.
Usually when you got a black, like Jim Beam Black, Crown Royal Black, Johnny Walker Black, Hennessy Black. Hennessy Black is very smooth.
Very smooth.
That I can drink Hennessy Black. And you're supposed to drink that straight up or on the rocks.
Yeah.
And when you got the black, sometimes the black is double distilled, triple distilled, and it's aged longer.
Yeah.
So it's a very finer liquor. Like you got liquor and you got liqueur.
Yeah.
Liquor is the straight up liquor. Liqueur is the flavored liquor.
Okay.
Like liqueur would be the grenadines, the blue curacaos, the apple pucker.
Yeah.
You know where it's a little bit of alcohol. It's more flavor than alcohol.
What about would snap be considered?
Snaps like is a liqueur.
Okay.
Snap like you got peppermint flavor.
Beat
that's
snap.
You know what I'm saying. But then you got some strong ass liqueurs like Black House and Rumplemintz.
Okay.
Them shits put you on your back. You know what I'm saying? And you drink them chilled and just bang them, and that's how you get fucked up. You know? With the black men, they're aged a little bit longer. They might be 2 years aged, and there's some requirements to certain shit.
Okay.
Like, you know, like bourbon is whiskey, but it's like a 51% mash, a corn mash, and it's got to be aged for like at least 2 to 4 years in a certain kind of cask. That's what make it bourbon over just regular whiskey. And so, you know what I'm saying? And bourbon is strictly American. That's our shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's just the way it works, man. But as far as like vodkas, you know, you got good vodkas out there, man. It ain't all about, you know, like Absolut is a good standard vodka. But you got your Kettle Ones, you got your Triple, you got your Three Olives, you got your Smirnoff, you got your Sky Vodka, you got your Ciroc's, you know, things like that. You got your 40 Belows. You know, it's a whole lot of stuff. You got Russian Standard, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all on preference, man. Whatever you like. But you just got to get hip. People just be jumping on the bandwagon and don't know no better because a rapper said that this was it. And so they automatically liking it without really knowing. Scotches are good. You got J&B Scotch. You got Johnny Walker Red Black. Johnny Walker Black is expensive. But then you got Johnny Walker Green. You got Johnny Walker Blue.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Johnny Walker Blues, that's like over $100 a bottle. So if you go to a place and you order, that's like $25 a shot.
Yeah.
You know, or $20 a shot if you get some of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? But it's real smooth, you know. As far as like champagnes and things like that, champagnes ain't nothing but like a sparkling type wine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's it gets you fucked up, you know. But it's some fine champagnes out there, like with Dom Perignon being some of the best champagne you can get your hands on.
Yep.
Moet Chandon, different stages. Dom P is like really expensive, really good. But then you got like Tattinger. Tattinger is a real good, expensive champagne, but it ain't that expensive, but it tastes great. So why all you Cristal cats is just, like a lot of people jumped on Cristal because it's expensive. So a lot of people equate expensive things with this being the best because it's expensive.
Exactly.
It really shit is about taste, man. Shit is about look and shit is about taste.
$5 bottle of Andre.
Yeah, man. Sometimes, you know, like you playing for the name instead of the quality. Like this shit from Sears is the same quality, if not better. But, you know what I'm saying, it costs like $20 less.
Yeah.
The same with a lot of the drinks. The drinks are still made the same damn way.
Exactly.
They put their stamp on it and now it just jumped up $15 a bottle. You know, things like that.
Yeah, marketing has a big thing to do with that. Just how you market something could make the price go up.
It get popular, and now it's just expensive because it's popular, you know. So, you know, and then you got, like, little shit out there, man. Like, you know, I don't drink tequila, man. Tequila's not my thing.
Yeah.
You got Don Julio. You got Patron. Those are, like, the top standards. But yeah. Don Julio is just as good as Patron.
Yeah.
But a little bit less. Like, you might pay, you know, $10 for a shot of Patron. You pay $8 for a shot of Don Julio. Then you got Cuervo. You know what I'm saying? It's like $5.25 a shot, like that. But it's all on preference, man. You know, for rums, I mean, you know, you can't go wrong with Bacardi. You got Jamaican rum. You got rum is made out of sugarcane.
Yep.
So, of course, Puerto Rico got Bacardi. And Jamaica got Ray and Nephew, Montego Bay rum, you know, Appleton.
Yep.
You know, dark rums, light rums. It's all up to you. It's all on your preference.
Puerto Rico has Don Q, too.
Yeah, man. And so, you know, I mean, you can't go wrong. It's really, you know, it's whatever your preference is.
Yep.
You know, you got your vodkas. You got your gins. You know, I mean, a good gin out there personally would be Tanqueray 10 is a real fine gin, and Bombay Sapphire is a real good gin.
And if you're old school like me, there's always Beefeater and Seagram's gin.
Well, Beefeater ain't bad, actually. Yeah. Beefeater is a good gin. Beefeater is a step above Seagram's.
Yeah.
But you got Seagram's Black. You know what I'm saying? Now with the gins go excellent with tonic, club soda,
yep.
Ginger ale.
Yep.
Pineapple, any kind of juice.
Gin and juice.
You know, usually the standard is grapefruit or orange, but you can have a gin and cranberry. Mm-hmm. You can do gin and lemonade.
Yep.
You know, it's your preference. You see what I'm saying? But I can't fuck with that gin, man. I be butt naked screaming drinking that shit. You know, I don't fuck with gin. I mean, I do gin and ginger ale. I will drink Seagram's and ginger ale.
Seagram's and Beefeater is my two preferences.
Yeah. Beefeater and ginger ale is good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could do that. That's a nice drink. Or you could mix a little bit, you know. A splash of cranberry with ginger ale and gin, and that's a different taste.
You ghetto like me, get your gin and fruit punch.
Yeah, that's a different taste, man. So, you know, you got your tequilas, you got your rum, you got your gin, you got your vodka, you got your whiskey, you got your bourbon, you got your cognac, you got your brandy, you know, those are the basics. You got your wines, you got your champagnes. So those are the basics right there. And then you got your mixed drinks, your combination drinks.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And it's all about preference. Like, I really don't drink mixed drinks. I don't drink combination drinks.
Yeah.
I drink straight whiskey, or maybe, you know, whiskey with a little bit of ginger ale or coke, or, you know, I might drink a vodka. I'll fuck with the vodka with a little bit of cranberry juice or vodka and Sprite.
Yeah.
You know, like that. I do shit like that. Keep it light. If you're drinking light, stay light. If you're drinking dark, stay drunk, dark.
Yeah.
Because you start mixing, you start throwing up, you got hangovers, you feel sick, you feel like shit. Now you don't want to drink for a couple of weeks. Then you got your beer, of course.
Yep.
You know, we could beer it all day. You know, I'm a beer man.
It's like 400 different beers that
Wegmans
alone.
Yeah, man. And a lot of people, oh, beer tastes nasty. Well, you ain't drink all beer to know if it all tastes nasty.
Yeah.
That's why it's certain preferences. You know, I drink
the
taste.
My wife hates beer, but she likes Bud Light Lime.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's
something
taste
for everybody.
You know, I used to drink malt liquor, but my doo-doo started turning green. So that's why I stopped drinking that shit. For real, man. My stomach was cramping up and my doo-doo was green. Drinking that fucking Crazy Horse, man.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got Power Master and all that stupid shit. You know, so
like
I drink beer.
Parents might call
man.
It rock gut liquor.
Yeah, man. I mean,
they,
you know.
They mean that for real.
Now, don't get it twisted, man. One or two alcoholic drinks a day are fine for your body. You know, it's just an excess that's not good. You know what I'm saying? So if you drink a beer a day, that's fine. You drink a wine a day, that's fine.
They actually say, you know, a glass, man, of wine a day is good for your heart.
It is, actually. Circulation and all kind of crazy shit like that. Red wine.
Yeah, red wine.
Red wine.
Specifically red wine is good for your heart.
Yeah, man.
One
so,
glass,
you know,
a day. Not a bottle depends. A day, but a glass a day.
But that's how we get down. You know, it just depends on where you from, how you was raised, or who you connected with and how y'all get down. That's a part of your culture and your social lifestyle. That's why. Maybe you wasn't raised like me, so the drinking is different for you.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? My grandparents drank, you know? They gave me little Miller ponies when I was little.
I turned one up when I was three.
You know what I'm saying?
Story.
I was little, and like on a Saturday, I could drink a pony. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With my grandmother. I'm in the house, you know what I mean? So that's just how it was. I'd give them a little taste of beer, and that's all it was. It was stuff like that. You want a beer? Like, yeah.
And if you're coming from down south, it's a little more, you know, relaxed,
man.
And it's a little more regular, you know, family members drink if you, you know, family come from down south.
Plus, we're responsible. It ain't like, you know, we booze it up, but when I have things to do, I'm not drinking.
Exactly.
That's just what it is. I'm not drinking. I gotta go to work. I got shit to do. I'm going to do this. So some cats I just don't even get up with because I know where it leads to. Like, nah, man, if I get with y'all, I ain't going to be able to accomplish this at a third. So, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But, yeah, man, you know, you got your martinis and your Manhattans, your daiquiris. Your margaritas, you know, daiquiris are made with rums. Margaritas are made with tequilas. But the base is still the same. You know what I'm saying?
What would you classify like that? The chocolate liqueurs, like the Baileys and the...
Well, you got different liqueurs. Like, you got Baileys liqueur. That's a cream liquor, Irish cream liquor.
Cask
you got Emmett's. You got E&J Cask and Cream. which is a blend of cream liquor mixed with E&J brandy.
Okay.
You got Tequila Rose, which is tequila. That's a creamy cream liquor.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So it's different tastes. You can drink them shits on the rocks. They're delicious.
Yeah.
So, like, if you ain't trying to get all fucked up, but you still just want to go out and have a good drink, you can go with the Baileys on the rocks. And you can blend with it. You know, Baileys and, lately we've been drinking Baileys and brandy.
Okay.
And that's a good taste. Like triple leche cream liquor mixed with E&J VSOP. That's a good taste.
All right.
You know, I was drinking that with my cereal. Let me tell you. Remember when I posted that? Let me tell you what happened. I poured a bowl of Cocoa Pebbles, right? And then when I poured the milk, it wasn't enough milk for the cereal. So I was like eating it, and I was drunk, and I fell out. So when I woke up, I still had, you know, E&J VSOP and Triple H cream liquor still mixed together. So I was sipping on that while I was eating it. And while I was sipping and eating it, it was like a good taste. So I just dumped the shit into my cereal and I ate it like that. Man, that shit was delicious, man. That's how it came up. It wasn't like I'm just throwing liquor in my cereal. I was sipping on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm off, you know, and I didn't have enough milk for the cereal. So I was trying to eat what I could, and then I was sipping on that, and you can still taste the taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
I just dumped the whole shit in there, and then that shit was delicious.
Now you just got a whole nice thing.
Yeah.
Going to try that
Triple H cream liquor. I mean, you know, it depends, man. You know, you mix the Henny. You know, usually the cream liquor, like Bailey's or Emmett's cream liquor,
uh-huh.
It goes good with Henny, E&J.
Uh-huh.
You mix it. I mean, you can do Jack. That's a different taste. You know what I'm saying?
Typically a brandy, though.
And then, you know, like I'm going to tell you something, too. For your coffee, you can do, like Macau, vanilla cognac.
Yeah.
With a touch of Bailey's and a touch of Kahlua in your coffee. That's a hell of a drink. Remember we was over at, we met Durbin at Boulder's, and I had the cognac mixed with Kahlua and Bailey's. That was a good drink. I had a coffee at Boulder's, and I put, you know, Kahlua.
Amaretto hot chocolate.
You can do amaretto. You can do amaretto or a taste of whiskey with the heat. You know what I'm saying? You can do your tea with a little bit of Jack in it, like a shot of Jack.
Hot toddy.
There you go, man.
That's great when you're sick.
Yeah, and a hot gin with your tea. You know, I mean, you know, it's a science to this shit, man. And I'm a mixologist for real, man. I went to bartending school, man.
Exactly. Like I said, certified.
Yeah, I'm a certified bartender, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I used to get into it with Shalanda. Shalanda, my homegirl that I used to bartend with. She be doing a little shit, you know, here and there. And I used to tell Shalanda, you know, I like Shalanda. If it ain't a drink, if it's not a universal drink, that's just some shit you made up. Which is all right. I make drinks. She used to get mad at me because she used to be like, what are you talking about a real drink? You only make real drinks. I said, I make universal real drinks. If this is a rusty nail or a sidecar, guess what? It's going to be the same way made in China, the same way made in Cali, the same way made in Texas, the same way made in New York City, the same way made in Canada.
Yeah.
Your shit, if you deviate from what the mix is, then that's just some shit you made. That ain't what the drink is.
Exactly.
If you get a Whopper in Texas, guess what? It's going to be made the same fucking way in Rochester, the same way in Detroit.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be like, well, it's a Whopper, but I use chicken breast. Then it ain't a Whopper, nigga. It's not a Whopper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it ain't made the way it's supposed to be made, then it ain't a Whopper. That's just some I put fish in mine. Then it ain't a Whopper, nigga.
Exactly.
That's how the drinks are. You know, you get mad because you making these ghetto-ass drinks that the real name of the drink is really this. You know, but, you know, you mad. You know what I'm saying? And she used to get mad. And I'm like, now that's what separates the bartenders.
Exactly.
The knowledge and the skill and the personality. And that bartending is 50% personality. Attitude, man. Attitude is everything, man. That's why I get all the tips, man.
There you go.
I trick it off. That's my trick money, nigga. Because I'm a whore.
You heard it here first.
So, Clear Liquor, Andy, what you got on your mind?
Yo, man, I'm just bugging out, man, because I'm just sitting there listening to, you know, the choice of drinks, because it's just funny because you named a lot of drinks that a lot of these cats ain't going to drink because rap niggas ain't drinking this shit.
Well, you know, it depends,
see,
man.
In every everyday life, you know, it's always the rap nigga that tells you what to do. Like, me and my daughter was having a conversation earlier today, and she was talking about when I go to Texas, she wants me to get her either a Longhorns hoodie or a Longhorns snapback. I said, okay, why you call it a snapback for? It's just a hat.
It's just a hat, man.
I said, if Jay-Z never called it that, would you have called it that? No.
It's just a hat, man.
You know what I'm saying?
A cap.
It's just so funny how you know, hip-hop dudes dictate what you do, what you say.
Because we live in the following world, man. I always been a dude that was different from everybody.
Exactly.
I always grew up being different from the rest of the crew. I always had shit that they didn't have. Different. Like, if everybody rocking this, then I'm rocking that. If everybody driving this, then I'm driving that. If everybody riding on a motorcycle like this, then I'm gonna ride that. I always had something different, but still dope to open your mind up to, like, yo, you know what? That is, you know what I'm saying? It always been like that. I never was the end nigga. I rock Converses when niggas was rocking, you know what I'm saying? I was a Converse king back in high school, man. Niggas will tell you. I had all the weapons and all kind of color, different color Converses, because that was my shit. They was dope sneakers that was different from what everybody else was wearing. If 10 niggas got on Jordans, I mean, I'm a Jordan nigga now, you know, well, in the late 80s, early 90s, because I had the money to get it while everybody else didn't. So that's what separated me from a lot of cats. I can go get them baby blue ones and then rock the black ones and rock the white ones. You see what I'm saying? Because I had the money to do it. I didn't rely on my parents to get me shit. And so that's what separated me from a lot of cats when I was young, you know. And the thing was, is I always deviated. I always, you know, tried to do something different. Like, I was like one of the first niggas rocking a black trench coat before DOC came out, just because I thought it was fly. Then it became trendy, and then it made me put mine in the closet because now everybody doing it. Okay. I had dreadlocks before a lot of niggas was rocking dreads. You know what I'm saying? And I cut them off not only for my job, because it got played, because niggas overdo it. Once everybody start doing it, the shit die fast and get played out quick, and it ain't really like exotic no more. You know what I'm saying? And that's with a lot of shit.
True.
That's a lot of stuff, man. I mean, you know, a lot of things, man. I always tried to rock what other niggas ain't rocking. I always try to do what other niggas ain't doing. If everybody doing this, then guess what? I'm doing that. If everybody got this, then guess what? I'm gonna have that. While y'all niggas riding big wheels, guess what? I got a green machine. You know, I always was that nigga, man. You know, while all you niggas is reading this, guess what? I got comic books. And didn't give a damn about it. You know, while y'all niggas rocking travel foxes and Bally's, I got Clarks. You know what I'm saying? Because they was more affordable. You know what I mean? Bally's was like the
but
cheap.
But still fresh.
Cheap. Bally's was the Travel Fox was the cheap, good look fashion. Clark's was a little bit higher. Bally's was higher, but I just didn't have the money for Bally's at the time. You know what I mean? So I always tried to switch it up and be different from other niggas, man. Even, you know, like with the drink. I was drinking Jack Daniels. I started drinking Jack Daniels when I went to the Army. Because my last name is Daniels. You know what I'm saying? Everett Daniels, you know what I mean? So
I think
Daniels.
You got a reasoning.
No. So it was like, you drink Daniels, you went to Drake Daniels. Like, well, why not? And then that was just the drink I was drinking. And then it was a universal good drink. I wasn't getting all. Because, nigga, we started off drinking wino shit, man. I drank Cisco, threw up, felt bad. I drank Thunderbird, I drank Night Train, I drank Mad Dog. Wild Irish Rose was my first drink.
Everybody had a Wild Irish
Yo,
Rose.
Yo, Wild Irish Rose Red, man. That was my first drink, man, because it was cheap. It was like $2, you know what I'm saying? We chipping in 50 cent and get tore up behind the church on Brooks Avenue. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, you know, Wild Irish Rose was my first drink, man. We was drinking Wild Irish Rose, and then you didn't know no better, because, you know, it's like, man, that cheap, you know, but you get fucked up. And then after a while, I mean, I can never drink that bullshit now. You know, I can't drink that wino shit, man. And then, you know, you go through your stages where you get drunk and you fall out and shit like that. And then you know what works for you. My drink is whiskey, man. I drink whiskey, man. I drink whiskey and brandy as a backup, because I will fuck with Parmesan. I will fuck with VSQ. You see what I'm saying? So and tell him, Andy, don't nothing go good like E&J and ginger ale. Or E&J and Coke. And that's a universal drink. Everybody can drink it. Like, nigga, we got E&J. What you drinking? Well, fucking, I guess I'm gonna have to fuck with y'all niggas.
The
niggas drinking and be like, yo, we straight. And you ain't all tore up, pissy the next day. It's when you mix when you fucked up. When you drinking all that different beer and you drink a shot of this. I used to fuck with Henny. You know what I'm saying? I used to drink Henny. We was Black Scorpion, so our drink was Heineken and Henny, man. You know what I'm saying? Black Scorpion Motorcycle Club. You know, I'm Voodoo Posse now. President, founder, yes. So anyway, and then the Remy was good. I drink Remy. You know what I'm saying? Because I drink it at the bar. I got the access, you know. But I'm really not a cognac dude like that, man. I'm a whiskey dude, man. I drink the shit that made the Cowboys tear the saloon up, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas being there fighting and throwing shit. Bitches jumping on niggas' backs. Niggas flying out of the double doors. That's the shit I drink, nigga.
See, I'm more so the vodka drinker, you know what I'm saying? You know, I do the goose. I do the, you know, I fucks with, you know, Puff's drink and shit. I never did the Belvedere. I drank the Belvedere.
Belvedere's good.
I did the Belvedere, but I wasn't really.
Goose is better.
Really, I wasn't really impressed with it because I like Goose better.
Yeah, Goose is better, man.
But one vodka that I really like was this vodka called Rain. I really like that. It's very, very smooth, and a lot of places don't really sell it. But you know, I used to keep that on stock. But that's my. I'm a light alcohol drinker. But at the same time, I drink anything, man. I mean, I don't know. I guess my stomach is just not weak, because I can drink, you know, vodka and then turn around and drink, you know, E&J and then turn around and drink Bailey's or whatever.
You know, I do Bailey's. Like, so like, you know, you want to go out, you going out, but you ain't trying to get all tore up, right? You just have Bailey's. You know what I'm saying?
See, Bailey's is my, it's the end of the night.
Yeah, Bailey's is all right.
Let me drink like 3 Bailey's and I'm, you know, to coat my stomach and I'm good.
Yeah, because you ain't going to get all tore up. You still drinking. It's a good taste. Tequila Rose, too, on the rocks. Tequila Rose, that's a good taste. And you can mix that with more tequila. Let me pour a shot of clear Cuervo or regular Cuervo on top of the tequila, and it's a different taste. But the thing is, man, everybody's dictated by what the rappers say. You know, if Jay-Z and Lil Wayne come out with a preacher shirt, rocking cowboy boots with a spur on the back, you guaranteed there's going to be some clown in the club dressed like that. And the nigga like, yo, you look good. And some bitches is dumb. Bitches are so stupid. Let me tell you why bitches are stupid. And if you offended, then you the bitch I'm talking about. Because it's ladies out there. We know this. You know, y'all just, man, I can't understand y'all sometimes, man. For the simple fact that you be knowing what time it is. I mean, is it a dumb factor that females have sometimes over niggas, man? Just that plain dumbiness where you don't realize how stupid you is till later, man. You know, because a lot of hoes is just jump on the bandwagon for no reason with no logic, and then later on just switch up like you never was on it like that. And that's the reason why niggas is doing what they doing, saying what they doing, because of y'all, man. Niggas wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't like that. If y'all wasn't falling for the okie doke and the bullshit, man.
As chicks, you know? Be wanting this attention, man.
Yeah, man.
Any
like,
way they
wow.
can get it, man. You know, and then you get the chicks with the issues, you know, like maybe the daddy wasn't in their life and they looking for a nigga to be the daddy, you know, the de facto daddy and all types of stuff like that, man. It just gets crazy with that, man. But I'm sitting there bugging out because I'm sitting there listening on the low what Sean Touch has been mixing, him when he's scratching, all that stuff, man. I mean, the fact that he put this on, you know, I feel like I need to get back on my soapbox, man. But this was a tight track by them, but I really don't fuck with Mobb Deep still.
Yeah, I don't fuck with Mobb Deep
fuck
no
with
more.
Them, man. My
them
thing
niggas
is,
got so whack and corny,
I can't
man.
Give you, I can't keep letting you live off of your past glory. The new shit y'all got, whack. Sorry.
It is whack. Straight whack, man. Straight whack. You niggas is garbage now, man. Y'all done. Y'all has-beens. Y'all fucking Don Morocco's of the rap game, man. Straight up, man. Straight trash, man. It's like, yo, dudes, man. I mean, sometimes, man, cats
tell you,
lose
man.
The flame, man.
I tell you, man. I'm telling you.
Campfire been stomped out.
If y'all ain't heard it from me before, you hear it again. If you fucking with Queens niggas, man, fuck with the hand-to-hand entertainment niggas, man. Fuck with Blue Legacy. Fuck with, you know, Hop Big Hop. Louis the Prophet. You know, fuck with them. And also my girl Simone Arabia. But, you know. Also fuck with Significant Gift, you know, even though she's not from, you know.
Ayana Holder. She like the way I hold her.
Like a gun in my holster. Stupid. Sean Touch, I hear you back there, baby. You ready to rock? All right, well, without further ado, coming to you, DJ Sean Touch.
Is the heartbeat of the people. To get the people, I want us to get the people. People cannot afford to go to big concerts. Some of these people do not even have TV, so they cannot afford cable. Some of them can afford a radio, so the only thing they can listen to is the music.
Syndicate,
people from the ghetto, people from the projects, street people, article ghetto youth who know what it is to sing about suffering and reality.
New young girl, them a mad over way. New young girl, them a mad over way. New young girl, them a mad over way. New young girl, them a mad over way.
Smoking an Escobano, guzzle my second bottle. Hope I don't catch a homo, grossing that neck simultaneous.
Obviously making me crime higher. Heinous crimes behind me. Search but can't find me. Fuck sadness. Has this been you having this lavish habitual happiness at me? You wouldn't look back, but you would have sex on condominium roof decks. So anyone move next, I hit you with two texts. Rock the Roberto Cavalli, no shirt on convertible. Mozzie, my Colombiana mommy riding beside me. Every tap means something. That's my word on my body. I have to lean something with that my first shotty. My niggas is ignorant. Put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's the Ghost Phantom, and y'all can't stand him. But snaps, where the gas at? Pass that, not you. You hold cracks in your ass crack. I never did that. My socks where my stash was at. Yo, I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack. I fell in love with all that poetry. I mastered that. Cut school with Preem Team and Fat Cat was at. Future not crystal clear yet. Back a rat. Now I'm the one who rapping Queens. Way beyond your wildest dreams. Bottles on bottles with sparklers surround my team. That long cash gets the baddest bitches out their jeans. 20 years in this game looking 17. I don't lean, no codeine, promethazine. I just blow green, pick which bitch to bless the king. Although we on to another chapter. Heavy D gave this beat to Salon for me to rapture.
I sneak up in the club. I got that ratchet on me. You don't want me to bug. You know what? Call me homie. They call me Super Thug. And wanna act up, I leg on me a slug. Y'all know what it is. I sneak up in the club. I got that ratchet on me. You don't want me to bug. Y'all know what it is. I sneak up in the club. Y'all know what it is. I sneak up in the club. Y'all know what it is. I sneak up in the club. Y'all know what it is. I sneak up in the club. I got that ratchet on me. You don't want me to bug. You know what? Call me homie. They call me Super Thug. If you wanna act up, I leg on me a slug.
Leg out, leg out, leg out.
Slug,
leg out, leg out, leg out.
Slug,
leg out, leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out, leg out.
A goalie, I'm kind of feeling myself. No eat pill or nothing, but I'm feeling myself. Yep, Southpaw awkward, left hand slap box. The whips are toys, matchbox. And I be good on them back blocks. I'm old school with the drop tops and rag tops. But the dashboard, iPads, and laptops. I got the hammer there, still in the stash box. I stand tall, youngest look up to me. And OG's got love, it's with me.
Y'all know what it is, I sneak up in the club. I got that ratchet on me. You don't want me to bug. You know what, call me homie. They call me Super Thug. And wanna act up, I leg on me a slug.
Leg out, leg out, leg out.
Leg out, leg out, leg out, leg out. Somebody walked up and told me noise shot somebody. So I shot him and turned up my rock him. Spared off black Lincoln sitting on stock rims. Under black tint, Cincinnati cock brim. You know my flavor, pull out your razor. Let him slice me once, then I'm a blazer. Taste the blood like 45 minutes after Mayweather laces gloves. Fighting Pacquiao. And all you little new jacket styles, just a pack of crowd. I come through acting wild, dressed in all black, blacker than the black and mild. Blowing on that sour diesel, yeah, my jacket lacks. Green, my tires squeak. Bust guns, and I wire feet. Hurricane and N-O-R-E. Can't live with us, then put us where God be.
DJs that don't play the real shit. Wayne Ski, tell them how you feel, kid. Real spit from a legit one. Nice sense, nigga said you get snuck. DJs that don't play the real shit. Wayne Ski, tell them how you feel, kid. DJs that don't play the real shit. DJs that don't play the real shit. DJs that don't play the real shit. Wayne Ski, tell them how you feel, kid. Real spit from a legit one. Nice sense, nigga said you get snuck. Law and murder, nigga, you corny. Wait for the rap game, horny. DJs that don't play the real shit. Cause y'all wine and dine, nigga, so. Soon as I stepped in the game, I said, these chump niggas is lame, so. DJs that don't play the real shit. Wayne Ski, tell them how you feel, kid. Saying Buffy Knuckles ain't a lyricist. You wrong like sleeping with your little sis. You don't wanna break no bread, nigga. Young wolves ain't been fed, so. New York spitters, yep, I rep that. If you don't respect that, check back. Black, we go back. We all rode south on Coons' back. DJs that don't play the real shit. Wayne Ski, tell them how you feel, kid. Watch the snakes in the game and try to overrated face and here's the gap. Punk work. Boom back through the stereo. I eat these beats like Cheerios. Niggas who think that I did it then. Pussy and have to live with it, so. Live on records and I will. Up if you ever reply, it's season and here's my reason is. As long as y'all bitches is breathing, we safe. And the bus you rode in on, I'm busting your whole chin gone. Cops in the hood that be rolling you, that don't know the beam is stolen, so. If you don't wanna throw your hands up, thanks for the ticket money, bitches. DJs that don't play the real shit. Wayne Ski, tell them how you feel, kid. Big mama special for paper, yo. Got the kids as part of the cave for her. The judge in his eye, ain't niggas move. Bitches that be talking to us, niggas move. Niggas who get on and get amnesia. Money in the book.
I know they
ain't
making money.
Syndicate.
But I'm playing this for a small group of people. Let's rock, let's go.
Time's up, sorry you whack. Gave you the light, now we're taking it back. Yeah, cause you know, real hip hop, it won't stop. With DJ Scott, the rock got it on lock.
B-R-O-N-X, B-R-O-N-X, B-R-O-N-X. B-R-O-N-X.
Well, when it comes to DJs, you got the haves and the have-nots. Some play records, others play laptops. That's why when I show up, they can't rock. I'm outside the box, this beats you can't lock. Throw on the brakes so I can really scream. But these Serato-ass DJs be really weak. I'm asking you to mix me, you like duh. I need you to get with me, you like huh. My concerts be packing the spot be dirty. Jeans, t-shirts, fly kicks, you worthy. Cats got drinks in the VIP. Who buys bottles to get that shit for free? When I walk in the spot, they playing my song. MCs be like, yo, Chris, when you going on? Cause when I grab the mic, it's over. I get better as I get older. We will be here forever, I told ya.
Time's up, sorry you whack. Gave you the light, now we taking it back. Yeah, cause you know, real hip-hop, it won't stop. With DJ Scott, the rock got it on lock. So all your DJs, don't cut records. Pick up your MacBook Pro, keep stepping, and let it be a lesson. KRS-One, leave your flash driving home or your career is done.
I run to Cali when it gets colder. Then return to burn with bags of rhyme books on my shoulder. Me, I'm a warrior, not a soldier. I fight for free, not cause I was told so. Say one thing foul out of your mouth, and this wolf burns down your house. You hear that internet shit? I really wanna get hostile, but I'm an apostle. I just wrote a gospel. People be wondering hard how so much blood is spilled out in the name of God. This is how. I hope you see it now. These devils keep attacking, so I'm like, pow. You not ending me, I'm ending you. You not bending me, I'm bending you. MC and I'm meant to do. We created hip-hop, rap music was lent to you. But you abused alone, now I'm taking you home. You ain't hip-hop no more, you all alone. Take off your needles, man, unplug your turntables. Hip-hop culture's taking back what it gave you.
Time's up, sorry you whack. Gave you the light, now we taking it back. Yeah, cause you know, real hip-hop, it won't stop. With DJ Scott, the rock got it on lock. So all your DJs, don't cut records. Pick up your MacBook Pro, keep stepping, and let it be a lesson. KRS-One, leave your fast driving over, your career is done.
Tim Hoops on the pedal in my clean truck. Mean cuff on my jean, gangsta lean strut. And just cause this track seemed tough, throw my gloves in a booth, I'ma fuck this beat up. I'm a victim of rapper's madness. Ugly ass flow made me mad attractive. A day I'm having batting practice. Last night I made a movie with the baddest actress. I remember I was sleeping on a nasty mattress on the floor in the corner near a pack of matches and a little plastic cup to catch the ashes from a nickel bag and a Dutch master rapping. Standing on the corner and my ass had cracking and my nuts held dope cause the ab was cracking and my black triple fat had a magnum stashed in it to blast any cat that came at me backwards. I'm a product of the gutter in the lobby with my mother out of breath running ducking from a shoddy in the summer. Out my window I could clearly see the body of a brother. Funny parts that riding by, I know they probably undercovers trying to figure out who caused the Henny sipping and the candle lighting. The reminiscing of the night you and your man was fighting. Seeing the hood when you got swung on, you just was grabbed and get dapped and renew y'all bond. And that was that, now it's whack, it's about who gun drawn. And when they clap and kill a cat that had grew up on the same block as you. But I ain't here to preach, man, that's impossible. I had a Glock and woo.
From Miami to the Bay, ladies, this your song. I'm calling out all the girls in the club tonight, yeah. Put your hands in the air if you're gonna let her play your cut.
I beat it up, yeah. I beat it up, yeah. I beat it up, yeah. I beat it up.
From the east to the west side, get it, girl, that's right. Let's ride.
I beat the
she ain't got to tell me she want it. She know I know that she with it. She moan and groan when I get it. She told me, look it, I did it. Yeah. Sexy thing. Enough to make a go crazy. Man, do crazy. Then we get the talking and touching. We get the licking and sticking. Now you know what we doing when you're around and we miss it. We go to perfect positions. We get it popping. I listen too much pleasure. The measure, she got the power. That BP make her want to get to me in a major way. Jackpot, jump shot it. Fade away, I mean, way away. I be on that elite, that HBK heartbreak.
I really, really need it. Take a girl down, cause I know she really need it. Yeah, I get a where she ever been. Now she telling me that she gonna tell all her friends. I'm like, okay, bring them all along. As long as they know all the words to my song. Yeah, I'm nasty, I know you like it. Lick the bottom lip, baby girl, you gon' bite it. Yeah, I go do. I love it from the back. Arch that back. Make that a clap. Make the splash. Yeah, I got stroke. Tell me where it hurts. What's on your head, little mama? What you work? Tell me what it is. Show me what it could be. Your body on me. Your body tastes good to me. Put it on my tongue. Fill me on up. Put it in your.
I beat it, beat it up. Boy, go play this, shot this. I beat it, beat it up. Yeah. I beat it, beat it up. Yeah.
I'm a pro with the wood, these niggas amateurs. Make a buzz a few times when I come through. Then we smoke a blunt and kick it like kung fu. You going crazy in the young, you nut too. You don't got three or four, I'm trying to nut too. Yeah, she told me she got an offer, my offer. Think I hit her one time at the Waffle House. Turn up, might have been the IHOP. But it definitely wasn't my spot. Look at all these, where the band was at. You know I hate a man, where the glam was at. I'm trying to take something with me when the club closed. Look at Jizzle, got the phantom full of club. Yeah, Jizzle is baseball cap. Might have beat the
jab, right hook. Send her home to a man, let him watch the notebook. Shouting wanna hang, I'm a coat hook. Split that thing down the middle, let her roll up. Showing up, Gucci down to the shoelace. 100 cash in the chain, no fugaz. Hoes still sweat on a cool day. The motherfucker fake is April Fool's Day. And rich gotta pay, that what you say. I got from the Bay to the UK. Hey. Thick with it, sweet like Kool-Aid. Running rod in a little bus too straight. No suitcase on the PJ runway. Me plus two, that's a G4 three-way. Hey, I give a man a hard time. He got a soft six and I got a hard nine.
Yeah.
Play with your mind. You know what I'm talking about. In your bedroom or the couch.
like a tracker. Nice thighs, nice waist, and you know I can't forget about your face. But don't none of that matter, I'm about to make your pockets better. Girl, I just wanna see you strip right now, cause it's late, babe. I just wanna see you strip, girl, take it down with it. Girl, I just wanna see you strip. Goddamn, you say to me, goddamn.
I need another drink, even though I had several. I leave a bad taste in your mouth like metal. Cause your chick digging like she got a shovel. But I don't give a damn, I just get a dance. Oh, look at that body, passion in my pants. Plans to see you on that walk off like a shit, no hands. And I'ma lean back, fat Joe.
Yeah, man.
Shawty freaky, now she licking on my tats. She be sneaky, see her staring at the racks. Big titty bitch, yeah, she got a rack.
Rack
city bitch.
Rack city bitch, 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 10, 20s and the 50s bitch.
He'll pay for it, I don't do that. Real talk, I'm trying to get off where you two at. Yeah, I know you start a wood, suck never chew, baby, tell me what the fuck you wanna do. Shawty pop on it, so you hop on it. Pants off, girl, it make your jaw drop, don't it. Don't be scared, don't run from it. Girl, give me what you got, so your ass go dumb from it. So do that make you an idiot? Nah, all your girls just hypocrites, saying they don't go down till you get them all alone in the room. Then they change, then they with the shit. Damn, isn't it ironic? Main chick tripping, be the first one, don't it? Straight running, like they ain't fucking with you, till I get the flip and make them post other pics.
Let's flip the track, bring the old school back.
This is how we all do it.
You ain't on my level, stop acting. Known to get a crack in, girl, you know me nasty. Tell me what you need, baby, I can make it happen. Action, beat the pussy up, everlasting. She got good brain, I let her teach faster. She told me go down, I told her I'm faster. She asked good enough, I gave her compassion. How you like me? These might bite me. The women come nightly, only if they entice me, only if they excite me. I ain't in your business, but I'm going in your girl, she invite me. Yeah, I'm in the building, fresh out on the night scene.
Check it out, baby.
make it hot. Bring the drum here.
Kind of conventional methods of making love kind of bomb. I wanna knock your block off, get my off, blow your socks off, make sure your G's off.
I'ma call your big daddy and scream your name. Matter of fact, I can't wait for your candy rain.
So what you saying? I get my swerve on, bring it live, make it last forever. Damn the
time. Daddy, slow down your flow. Put it on me like a G, baby, nice and slow. I need a roughneck Mandingo and a tech who ain't afraid to pull my hands back.
No doubt. I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, here comes the man of steel.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
See the stars all the way from here. Can't you see the glow on the window pane? I can feel the sun whenever you're near. Every time you touch me, I just melt away. Everybody asks me why I'm smiling out from ear to ear. Oh, 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 it's perfect, but it's worth it after.
Bottle service that won't got you nervous.
You might think I'm crazy.
time you pick me up to ride around. My mind goes into danger zone. You lean in to kiss my lips and I don't wanna stop. My body says go, go. The hope I lay up and see. It took you to the head, you got me dizzy. I told my ex-boyfriend I'd be over. So now you wanna play Highway Patrol. Won't let me go, oh no. You make me wanna ride, crash into your love, you get. Oh baby, another DUI. Your touch is like a drug, you got me high.
I like this. Strap up, put your belt on. Strap up. You know it's alright, but it felt wrong. Matter of fact, felt good and it felt warm. Like hot wax on your body when it melts on. I see you into them. What you been doing, huh? Driving under the influence. Like a special vibe that you're trying to send to them. But you purposely trying to crash into them. That's what love is. That's what the bug is. That's what the benefits of messing with a thug is. Yeah, even though we above this, I just hope you got full coverage.
Into your love, you got me high. Oh, baby. Another DUI. Your touch is like a drug, you got me high. Intoxicated, I got another DUI.
Oh, yeah, the blood wine. But I mean, it's been that way for a minute, though. Who's on the beat? Who's that again?
David Banner.
Everybody know me up in here.
Up in here.
I run around and round the world. Yeah, it's serious. They talking out here ringing in my ear. I'm getting dollars, getting pounds, but it's serious.
And I be there, I be there, I be anywhere. And you can't even see me, you ain't never there.
Joe Bird, the sound scan, I left with 3 million rand. So I don't want a pound, unless we talking pounds. Yeah, I take Euro, plural, and sell, yo girl.
You're just like Jay said, I'm everywhere. You're asking where I've been, and you ain't even there. Hashtag you care, I said I know you care. A passport stamped here and there, yes you can. Double booking shows and now I turn them down, I turn them down. Gotta get this album out, so Kevin said to slow it down. But I ain't slowing down. Jeanette Quakey, you run this rhythm, sing.
If you don't see me, better know that I'm getting my man.
Yeah, bitch, I am Steve-O.
Syndicate,
crazy white boys yelling Cobain's back.
Girl, where my
some pussy. Still ain't went on trial for it. Southside, my chain glowing. If them lanes going, then I ain't going. My angle and my pills are dirty. Chopper clean them like dish detergent. Kobe Bryant, but the sticker version. Big Meech, but the spitter version. Meek Millie, dad, but the thicker version. Get ahead while the engine runs.
Hey, I'm a wild boy, strapped down like a cowboy. Hey, I'm really in the game, just a tall boy. Hey, I pull up in that thing, all on them alloys. With so many cats on, Bugs Bunny, you die for your bitch. Call me Steve-O, cause I ball like I'm D-Ro. My neck be on Sub-Zero, and I won't save her no hero. My wrist, it calls me a mirror. Got your whip on my wrist. You keep my name in your mouth, buddy. Keep your bitch on my dick, nigga.
Bitch, I got my beanie and my hoodie. Here go the dick, bitch, you know where to put it. I'm rubber than fuck retailer. You niggas rubber than jello put. I stack them up, I keep counting digits. You're falling down to the line of bridges. Laughing at you, bitch, like nine to boo-boo. Bitch, cause I'm back up in here. I rip it up, I put it down, and I get me. Two chain Nick Mills with a nicotine. Fear my Santa, I'm machine gun Kelly. Ain't gotta tell you how I act on the 16. Kansas don't dance no more. Pussy ass nigga better stay in this place. How many times you seen one fucking rapper? Kill some many motherfucking rappers with a hate.
Yeah, bitch, yeah, bitch. Show me Steve O. Yeah, bitch, yeah, bitch. Show me Steve O. I'm a wild boy. I'm a wild boy. I'm a wild boy.
Birds for the summer, hummus for the runners, candy on the paint,
sometimes you
nine for the thunder, throw a couple of hunnids, fishing on a fish tail, big
up.
Money, shit, cash money, Earl Well, high roller, shot caller, big boss, original, real nigga from the start, head hunting, price on a nigga tab, hit him up for playing with a nigga man.
It sound better than Beethoven, to the beat that I rap over. Down in that medicine cabinet. Yeah, that what they told me. They're giving us piss tests. Could we stay rolling? They know a nigga act better than the 45 caliber pistol when they loaded. They penalize us. Why? Trying to slow us down. They constantly fucking us up. Yep. That's why we buck wild. Call me Poach Monkey. Call me Jigaboo. When you know you won't fuck my woman and eat my barbecue. How the fuck you won't watch my house? But don't won't live on my street. The 8-man tall Tarzan. How the fuck you better than me? Rap, I run that rock. You got a jump shot. Who we got that black wife? Yeah, up in that White House. I took my licking, didn't sell out. I was in the bingo, couldn't bail out. Open up a fucker and fell out. Back to the top from the jailhouse. Nigga, lace him up.
Birds for the summer, hummus for the runners, candy on the paint, nine for the thunder, throw a couple of hunnids, fishing on a fish tail, big money, shit, cash money, Earl Well, high roller, shot caller, big boss, original, real nigga from the start, head hunting, price on a nigga tab, hit him up for playing with a nigga male.
Who out your fucking whipping? Huh? Damn it, that. I'm about to drop that shit. Where my pamper at? Try to answer that, but give me my mantle back. I buried you cockroaches. Should've left me where I was at. You done made that fucking bed. You done built this fucking castle. But we this friend alfalfa. Couldn't do nothing with this little rascal. I'm wearing the liquor retarded. Yeah, nigga, what the hell? Talking baby business. Yeah, bitch, dumb shit. Don't be fucking with me. You won't get off easy. Feel just like Drew Brees when they kick off football season. High cut the rep. You can't stop me from leaving. Rather better leave me alone. If you won't keep on breathing, and I keep on starving, and I'ma keep on eating, and you keep on sucking, and I'ma keep on skiing. Nigga, you can be the one busting. I'll be the one fleeing. Nigga, better keep on trucking. Tell my motherfucker coming this evening.
Birds
this
for
evening.
The summer, hummus for the runners, candy on the paint. Nine for the thunder, throw a couple of hunnids, fishing on a fish tail, big money, shit, cash money, Earl Well, high roller, shot caller, big boss, original, real nigga from the start, head hunting, price on a nigga tab, hit him up for playing with a nigga male.
Me can't count money no more. If it ain't right, it ain't right.
Syndicate.
I got these niggas hating on me, but I don't give a fuck because they bitches waiting on me. I'm just counting all this money and buying all these hammers. So when these niggas play, I let my shooters go bananas. Diamonds flashing like a camera. My whip sound like a monster. My bitch got on that shit. She got $1 million sponsor. These niggas getting sick. Somebody call a doctor. Cause all this blood dripping. 20 racks. I Louboutin.
boy, I got a lot of my dream combiners. That's where they probably find us. Jumping off the jet like sayonara to Yana.
I spoil them bitches, I employ them niggas. Wipe my ass with them riches like it's some toilet tissue. Fuck with a winner, Minks in a winner. Philadelphia millionaire, Meek be that nigga. Yo niggas hating, my niggas ballin'. Poppin' bands, countin' dollars, buying the Magnum bottles. My bitch is patient, your bitch is born. Fuck that Friday night, we both woke up that Sunday morning.
Young nigga, a lot of cash, bad bitch, a lot of ass. Lamborghini kinda fast, it got these haters kinda mad. Made me bring them sticks out, AK with the comma ass. These niggas is kinda nice, which means that they kinda ass. I be on all kinds of shit, boy, I get all kinds of cash. Monday, I'ma with my J's, Tuesday in my Prada bag. Wednesday, I go Louboutin, they say, how you been? I say, doing fine, but got ball hard like you LeBron's. I hit the booth, no super tie, I'm Superman. My bitch is super fly. I make a head, don't wanna kill herself. Suicide. A nigga play with me, he know it's do or die. Cause I got a Big Mac, and that bitch be super size. Rollin' with a 100 goon. Boy, I got 100 juice. About to fuck 100 hoes. All them bitches coming soon. Tell them that I'm coming now. Tell them I'ma come cool. Boy, my shit be super hot. I name my album Summer June.
I spoil them bitches, I employ them niggas. Wipe my ass with them riches like it's some toilet tissue. Fuck with a winner, Minks in a winner. Philadelphia millionaire, Meek be that nigga. Yo niggas hating, my niggas ballin'. Poppin' bands, countin' dollars, buying the Magnum bottles. My bitch is patient, your bitch is born. Fuck that Friday night, we both woke up that Sunday morning.
Hey, yo, bring me 100 bottles. Syndicate,
it's a little dark in here. It's time we light this bitch up.
Come on, let's go.
Montana. Oh, you know we had to do the remix, right?
Syndicate.
Got the tension, I could be a sponsor. Met her backstage at a Summer Jam concert. Hair like Rihanna. She wanna shot call, wanna be with a baller. Shot call,
we get money with her.
Shot call,
dipping in the Phantom, thought they seen a ghost. Try to live life, baby, gon' make it toast. All white drop head, just me and Flop. My new deal sweeter than piece of rock. I took over the streets, didn't miss a block. Did it for NY, baby, shot the big and pop. Can I hit it in the condo? Can I hit it in the morning like Alonzo? Shorty got potential, knew it had to stand for. Ass like Nick, hair like Amber. Coke boy till he bury me. R.I.P. the homie Heavy D.
I could be a sponsor. Met her backstage at the Summer Jam concert. Hair like Rihanna. She would get it on. Tell by Aura. She want a shot caller. Be with a baller. Shot caller. Could tell by Aura. She want a shot caller. Be with a baller. Shot caller. Could tell by Aura. She want a shot caller.
Been in the Gotti, billboards in Tokyo, worth about a billion, still run the city. What you really thought? I wasn't coming through. I invented ballin', the shot callin'. Ciroc boy, top 10 hitter. Like she came with the car, left the lot with her. Can I hit it on a jet? Diddy Rex Ryan, autograph signing. Shorty kinda flashy, I could be a sponsor. Hair like Cassie, shoe game is awesome. We on that Ciroc, red berry with the red bottom. NY, we the headliners. Straight to my baller, shot caller.
Met her backstage at the Summer Jam concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game is awesome.
Clap your hands to this, it's official now.
She want a shot caller, be with a baller. Shot caller,
we get money with it.
Yeah, light skin bro, fucked her in the car and gave her my work, told her put it in a bra. Next week this time she killing them all. Tell your ex nigga I'ma show him how to ball. I'm a dope boy, Kush Flowery. Ain't been a better bad boy since Mike Lowry. Fresh like I dry clean the whole wardrobe. Team doing numbers, check the barcode. I don't chase money, don't ever chase bitches. I just chase liquor, with hella more liquor. Back in my city, I'm a gorilla. I got that uncut, I'm a dope dealer.
Dope boy.
Ballin'. I swear I should be playing at the Garden. I'm looking like dope boy. In my Jordans. Hey, night flipping numbers till the morning. I let it go.
let it go,
now let it go,
let it go, take that, let it go, take that,
let it go,
let me get this. Last time you see me, I was in that blue thing. With a supermodel, now I'm in that new thing. With a newer model, and I made her pump the gas. Took her up to Harlem, then I pumped that ass. I remember I was counting 500 milli. Around the same time, Weezy recorded a milli. One for the money, two for the money. Love a real bitch, that's all about her money. Sorry ass niggas out here looking funny. Saw him in my own world, spaced out, Kid Cudi. Hold the fuck up, R.I.P. Huddy. We still stunting on him, got the hood going dummy.
Dummy. Slash should be playing at the garden. I'm looking like dope boy. Dope boy. My Jordans. Hey, night flipping yeah. Numbers till the morning. I let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Now let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Check 1, 2. Chick when I start talking, even white boys be saying, yo, he's awesome. Yeah, I got jewels, but no need to floss them. And I got friends, got no need to cross them. Oh, Rick Ross them, that means to boss them. I love the world, so I take flights often. And I'm going anywhere, no matter what the cost is. My life's a movie, you trying to make one. Up in the club with Bucks, shooting the fake one. No director, but you got extras. Chicken fine textures, all up in your section, but still you ain't fly. That's what I be looking at, my bullets in the spot where your chain got took in that. Live from the streets, ain't no need for C-SPAN. The most respected, remember you ain't me, man. When I walk in the place, they like blast my cast, the girls be like, cause I be doing it. I'ma tell you one time, remember you ain't me, cause you don't cast them checks. You can't look this best, post screen 550, you don't fly this jet. Anything brand new, you ain't seen this yet. I'ma say it one time, remember you ain't me, man.
I'm on top of the game, no tops on the car. Low top Louis, untied, no socks. On top of your bitch, she all off top. Dope top of the line, see the shine on the top. 100 chickens in the kitchen, I'm addicted to the smell. Every 100,000 digits, why stop to inhale? Coops in the front, the boats in the back. Pool on the roof, smoking their drinks. Money don't stop, gunners on lock. The range for the cops, so your woman getting shot. Nobody moving, nobody getting murdered. I talk big money, cause that boy get word. Money coming back, count it on the floor. Then we take it to the club and we pour it on a hoe. Then they bring it back to me, they know that daddy love it. So hit the powder up their nose, they know that daddy got
it. When I'm up in the place, they like, blast my cast, the girls be like, cause I be doing it. I'ma tell you one time, remember you ain't me. Cause you don't cast them checks, you can't look this fast. Post screen 550, you don't fly this jet. Anything brand new, you ain't seen this yet. I'ma say it one time, remember you ain't me. Yeah, enough.
When like, yeah, I had to fucking 360, you know what I mean? Like nobody in the hood was fucking with my shit. And that's real shit.
Since 9-5, mama's been working 9-5. And I know the landlord fed up with our lives. So we pray to the guys, the jobs, and the allies to keep us safe and watch our lives. Cause all we trying to do is do good. Put on my hood when I walk through hood. Niggas stay vocal. Get it in your vocals.
Yeah. You remember back in the days when we used to rock waves and shit? When like, yeah. Yeah, you remember back? Yeah. 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 Yeah, you remember back in the days when we used to rock waves and shit? When like, yeah, I had to fucking 360, you know what I mean? Like, nobody in the hood is fucking with my shit.
Since 9-5, mama's been working 9-5. And I know the landlord fed up with our lives. So we pray to the guys, the jobs, and the allies to keep us safe and watch our Since 9-5, mama's been working 9-5. And I know the landlord fed up with our lies. So we pray to the gods, the jobs. Since 9-5, mama's been working 9-5. And I know the landlord fed up with our lies. So we pray to the gods, the jobs, and the our lies. To keep us safe and watch our lives. Cause all we trying to do is do good. Put on my hood when I walk through hoods. Cause these niggas these days is local. You get it in your vocals if you ain't a local. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to go global. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to be a mogul. And I'm hopeful that me spitting this sofa where have me in the Daily Postal. Flying coastal, eating tofu. Like I told you, I know niggas who trash rapping. Worry about the trending fashions rather than ascending passion. They want me send them chats, but I just send them laughing. Right after I start laughing, they start asking what happened. But back to the chapter. Mama told me follow dreams, you never have to ask her to. So that's what I do, became an MC master. Since then it's been a disaster for you. Any favorite rapper, go ahead, ask him. Who is Joey Bass? Watch him grasp asthma. Damn, it's so sad. He pulls the chatter, cause he know he rather back up. Then to admit the kid is hotter than magma. But fuck it, you gotta give credit where it's due. Cause you ain't gon' like the karma when it's set up on you. It can get you in your medical, fuck you up in the decimal. So get you 2 to 3 for residue found in your retinue, And they told me not to be so complex. Never down to accomplish articles and complex. And the sauce, Alfredo, of course. There I go again, stepping out of line, running of course. I heard reports that it's like sexual intercourse with your thoughts when I talk about the shoes in which I walk. For it is not false, nor false, that this kid from the north seeks to force support to reinforce the sauce. I'm sure by now you can assume he never lost. And that's with some form of divorce or a corpse. Born boss, no days off. Child labor, let me see those in favor to spin that back like tornadoes. Yeah.
What the rap audience ain't ready for is a real person. You know what I want to say. I'm real N-I-G-G-A. I'm coming out. I'm 100% real. I ain't compromising nothing. Anybody that talk about me got problems. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be straight up like if I was a street person. That's how I'm coming at the whole world. And I'm being real about it. And I'm going to grow with my music.
Get my slippers, man. Mommy, get my slippers.
Ari, where you going?
Can you fix me some soup before I go?
No.
You got that
set
of yeah, the muscle yeah. That really turned me on.
No. Yeah, the face
you can make
don't
it do right.
Yeah, I don't like to do it.
Oh, you can make it do wrong.
Yeah. Get my slippers, man. Mommy, get my slippers.
Ari, where you going?
Can you fix me some soup before I go?
No.
Get my slippers, man. Mommy, get my slippers.
Ari, where you going?
Can you fix me some soup before I go?
No.
You got that certain
yeah,
little the muscle, something
the
muscle. That really turned me on.
Yeah, the
you
so
can
don't
make it do right.
Energy. I don't like to do
it. Oh, you can make it do wrong.
Yeah. Dimes and Tyson, squared like the 5 wagon. Passenger sit on the left. Drop a little lashes on the thigh muscle. I'm a goofy scholar. Old foreign white shooters, time Pugliata. I'm an aristocrat. Flow tight like Whoopi's characters, pussy your sister rat. Old Ben Grange, a baby boy, catchy butt naked, cooking eggs. Fucking with your mother, got your sister on the pegs. Like dinos, mine gooses. Red line, Harrows, Rosemary toes, paddle for the marrow. Got women of the street straight emerging out the shadow. Two piece like Chris Childs did to Kobe. Catch me in the corner store, quarters for Shinobi. Ball court, I'm Man B. Up in 90 house, chilling with the family.
Got that certain something that really turned me on.
Pardon me, pardon
you
me.
Can make me do right.
I'm Maria's crib.
Oh, you can
the
make
remix.
Me do wrong.
Cocaine and hookah got me cooler than the Buddha. Rap barracuda think it's deeper than a scuba. Spark me up a Cuba. Me and my auntie Maria, she doing Santeria. Well, I be blasting a classic up in a galleria. You know my style, go for miles over miles. Ain't no telling what a crook is cooking up to Sam Cooke. Hit you with the remix, got your man shook. Burning how you're learning, yeah, I wrote the damn book. French manicure crushing up the sticky. Very trippy type to get the secret out of Vicky. We type fly so they know how I go. Only getting high on them days that end with why though. Causing me stress, curve you like the letter S. Take a hit to the chest and I pass the gauge to the west. Yes, Nitty Bronson tone is so gifted. Put the flame to the thing and get lifted.
Got that certain
oh man,
something.
I be saying the wildest shit
really
when I'm high. It's
you can make it do right.
Shit is real drug.
You can make it do wrong.
We in Auntie Maria crib, gone just being lit. Fog so thick, it's hard for me to see in here. Needy got a Leah hairstyle, she been here while smoking on the strand that was flown in from Carousel. I bought some white bitches, they got the mirror out. Slight nipples, ain't only cause it's winter out.
When in doubt, holla at your nigga. No college experience, but get a lot of academics. My liver don't like me too much. Two cups of my marijuana, really, I don't give a fuck. Shit, I'm on show to have me in a lot up in some cups. Some hours in the bookings, no contest for the judge. Trippy sticks with hash, show you got shit looking abnormal. Hit my contacts to pass on through. Regular show cartoon on the tube, a nigga rolling. Got a 3-bedroom in New Jerusalem, started growing.
You got that certain little
my own
something
shit.
It really yeah, turned baby. Me on. You can
yo,
nitty, make
man.
It do right.
You got cops with them niggas
you
no
can
more.
Make
just come
it do
straight
wrong.
To that town. Yeah.
Nothing better than getting that good music after, you know, a little bug out hour, you know what I'm saying? And once again, thanks for staying with us, you know what I'm saying? You just heard Nitty Scott MC featuring Action Bronson with Auntie Maria's Crib, the remix. Before that, Joey Badass with Waves. Eric Sermon featuring Rick Ross, Ain't Me. Red Cafe featuring Diddy, French Montana, and 2 Chainz. With the Let It Go remix, preceded by French Montana's Shot Caller remix, Meek Mill's featuring Rick Ross with the Day, you know what I'm saying? And you know, they were just here not too long ago. I heard that shit was kind of nice though, but $100 for them damn tickets, yo? For real, man. I mean, they ain't come up that damn nicely. I mean, they was coming to like the Armory like 5 and 6 motherfucking times before they came here, but you know, that's some other shit though. But you know what I'm saying, we also had that Mystical featuring Birdman Lil Wayne with the original, Machine Gun Kelly featuring 2 Chainz, and a bunch of others with the Wild Boys. Estelle featuring Chris Brown and Trey Songz with the International / Serious. Teyana Taylor featuring Fabulous and Jadakiss with a DUI. You know, that track goes out to Louie, because Louie loved both them niggas like that, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Louie, who keeps me with the filth, you know what I'm saying? And he keeps me current with the filth, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Ayana Angel, who just followed me yesterday, you know, appreciate that. Beyonce with the Love on Top, Ted Smooth remix, preceded by LL Cool J's with the Doing It, Cal Ripken with It's Friday Night, August Elysian, whatever, however I said it, if I fucked your name up, I'm sorry. Note to the Bay, Chris Brown with that Strip. You know what, and the funny thing, I had to stop and talk about the Chris Brown. You know, me and my daughter were talking earlier, and I was saying to her how all of a sudden you back on the Chris Brown, but when everything went down, you took your posters off your wall and everything, and I told you that he was going to come back bigger than ever because, you know, because as colored folk, we love to welcome our fallen, you know, artists, athletes. We love to bring them back with open arms, you know.
Yeah.
We went ape shit when you know, the OJ verdict came out, you know. We was always wanting them, you know, Michael Jackson to come back, you know, when he won the court case, you know. We was the first ones like, yeah,
Whitney
Michael,
and
yeah,
Bobby.
Michael, you know, the Whitney and Bobby things, you know, Tiger Woods, that, you know, we claimed them and all that, but, you know, we just... As a people, we're very loving, and we always will welcome you back with open arms. Even if you leave us and never really did shit for us, you know, we always are willing to take you back, man.
And it's easier when you're talented like Chris Brown. Like, dude can dance his ass off, but he can actually sing,
but
too.
But his thing is, he can dance and sing at the same time,
sing,
man.
You
know,
mean?
And ain't too many people really doing that. I mean, Usher, maybe, but who else? Who else, like, literally?
Don't worry,
they come
Wayne.
Out and do all that dancing, they're basically pantomiming, but he's singing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And for a young cat to have that kind of breath control and skills, you had to know he was going to come back. You couldn't keep him down. And he's kind of nice on the mic, too.
Yeah. You know, he can spit a little bit.
You know, he was in the cypher, and he was the best one in the cypher.
Yeah. He ripped his own label.
And
mates.
It's not even his realm. You know what I'm saying? It's not even his genre. But, you know, and he killed it. You know, shout out to that guy. You know what I'm saying? Happy that you know.
Back with Rihanna.
You know. I hope you hit, too. But that's some other shit, though. Love Ranch featuring 50 Cent, Young Jeezy, T.I., and Chris Brown with the Up. Joel Ortiz with Can't Stand the Prophet, you know, the freestyle. KRS-One featuring Jesse West, Time's Up. Bumpy Knuckles and DJ Wayne Ski with the Fuck You. Wow, I got kind of loud when
track,
I said
hot
that,
track.
Huh? Nori featuring Busta Rhymes Game with the Lego. And that set was started by probably the hottest track on the streets right about now. You know, the Verbal Assassin Nas. And that track is called The Don.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much said what he had to say in that, you know what I mean, set it off. That track was hot.
Let's be clear for the young people, you know, who you know, probably didn't come into hip-hop until, like, 2001 or something. And even if you did come in at 2001, man, listen, don't get it twisted, man. Nas probably is one of the, out of everybody who's currently making records and doing it successfully, he's probably the best at it right now with that long of a running career. Because if you remember, his career is probably stretching for 3 decades, because, you know, he in the 90s he dropped, you know, 2000s, and now it's like, you know, 21, you know, with 11, 12.
Illmatic was 92, 93, right?
Yeah.
94. Okay, so we talking like 18 years in the game. Still, like, high, not even just relevant, but still doing it, you know, I mean, on a major level.
The thing that's very impressive about him is he didn't have to change and conform to what was going on and what was standard by the industry right about now. He didn't have to make a song.
He didn't start making jerky music.
He didn't have to make a song that had a dance that went with it. You know, he didn't have to go that realm. You know what I'm saying? His lyrics alone, and realistically, and he doesn't even live by the term swag, but, you know, just the way that he operates is just remarkable. I mean, it's just, you know, if you just see, you know, how he crafts his records, you know, how he tells a story. Like, I always go back to, like, the record that he made, Rewind. You know, who would have did some shit like that?
He didn't have to come out and label his music, you know, Maybach music or cigar music.
You know, he was one of the that never had gimmicks.
Snap music.
He didn't have to rely on having 5 videos to sell. He didn't give a fuck if he sold or what, and he always sold because he had that following. It's like, if you know Nas is coming out, you didn't even have to hear one track on the album and you was buying it. I mean, even when you know, I Am and the Nostradamus albums came out, which, you know, you were looking for something else and you just like, I'm not even feeling Nas like that, you know.
Once
he was, you know, in the dirt, he came back with the Stillmatic and gave that to y'all. But
on the real,
if you really go back and listen to the Nostradamus album, it wasn't a bad album. It's just the fact that, you know, being Nas, you're really not going up against everybody else who's making records. You're going up against yourself.
Yeah.
So according to the body of work that you provided us with earlier, it wasn't up to par. That's what happened with
A solid album. I liked I Am. Nostradamus was the only chink in the armor, but
I think with people with Nas, we get comfortable and we want what we want from him. So, you know,
everybody want an Illmatic.
You set the bar so high with Illmatic, so we want an Illmatic every single time.
Exactly.
Now, you know, people would say, you know, but damn, I was you know, I didn't really feel it was written like that.
If you really
listen to It Was Written, you can really say that it could have been as good as Illmatic. The production was better. You know, him on the mic, he was very sharp on the mic. You know, he was very clear when his rhymes and everything. You know, the thing of it was, is, you know, he had more tracks on there, a couple more tracks on there. You had, you know, a couple of missteps, you know, like maybe, I probably wouldn't have had Dr. Dre on anything on that album. But, you know, he was trying to reach and branch out and everything. So that's what happened with that.
And that might have been the only misstep on the album. Nas is coming. Other than that, I mean, pause. That was a well-crafted album. I mean, just like conceptually, lyrically, production-wise, I mean, he just hit all areas and did it well. Go back and listen to It Was Written again, if you doubt. And
I mean, some of the storytelling that he was doing on that album, man, is
gave
priceless,
you power,
man.
You shootouts.
Know, yeah, now shootouts. Suspect. I mean, just the storytelling on that.
Affirmative action. Wow. Live nigga rap. Black girl lost.
You know what? That was my favorite track on there.
That was a tough song.
Yeah. favorite track on there, man. But then you know, the fact that when everybody counted him out,
murder.
When everybody counted him out, and then they said, you know, Jay-Z's that dude, just for him to come out and be like, all right, fuck you, dude, and here it is right there, and just, you know, busting that quick. And then come back with the album, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally, when I first watched the Stillmatic CD, and I popped it in, and the first track was the Stillmatic intro. I didn't even have to hear the rest of it, man. When I heard that, I was like, yo, this dude, man.
Solidified it, man.
This dude does some other stuff, man. For real, for real.
And like you said, Rewind, One Mic, Rule, Destroy and Rebuild.
I like Destroy and Rebuild.
Yeah.
Because he was getting that, you know who, you know, my beat. You know how I feel about Mega Cats. You know, so he got it, all of them, man. All of you clean, great niggas. You know, kind of
what front on him, man. Smoke again.
You know, I mean, just
no ideas.
The kid
original.
Is just—he's incredible. He's brilliant, man. I mean, I look at the Untitled album. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
And listen to some of the track, like literally some shit that I liked on there that people were like, oh, I didn't really listen to that, but like Fried Chicken.
Oh, that was my favorite song.
You know what I'm saying? Fried Chicken, the concept and just how they was rhyming on it. Even though Busta killed him on it, I thought.
Busta did kill him.
But I'm just saying,
that was my
favorite
track,
just to
though,
come
man.
Up with that as a concept, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? And I look at like some of the like some of the other tracks he did that probably weren't on his albums or whatever, you know, Thought It Was You with him and Lauren, you know, some of the tracks that he did with the Game on Game's album. I was like, man, you know, him and Game really could have had an album together, man, because he brought the best out of Game, though, for real. But, you know, shout out to the Verbal Assassin Nas.
I mean,
man,
if you go back in the day, like, understanding.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, even You Owe Me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even something like that, you know, or when he just flips it and gives you the, you know, I know I can be what I want to be, you know, come on now.
Yeah.
You know,
zone out.
That's just taking a risk that
Book of
only
Rhymes.
He could do. You know what I mean? Well, I love the Book of Rhymes.
Yeah, Book of Rhymes is tough. Get Down.
I mean,
everybody, Get Down. Get
I mean,
down.
I like Just the Moment, man.
Yeah, with Quan.
You know?
The joint where he sampled Jam Master Jay. You Know My Style.
You know what track I really like by Nas, though? Because, and I guess, you know, I listened to it when, you know, like a little bit after my pops died. It always, every time I hear it, it kind of makes me feel a certain type of way or whatever. That War.
Yeah.
That War, man. I love that, man. Man, just because, you know what it is?
Project
about
Window.
That, you can hear the emotions in him. When he's talking about how, you know, how his baby mom tried to get all ill in the club. Come on, man.
Woo. Project Window, Papa was a player.
Plays a 50, man. You know.
One of my favorite all-time
Purple,
tracks, though.
You know.
Second Childhood. But One Mic is one of my favorite tracks.
I mean, Honeymoon's Over. I mean, we just call it obscure tracks, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
I mean, I liked him when him and 50 rhymed on that, Who I Rep With. I mean, come on. I mean, this cat, man.
Even went toe-to-toe with Scarface. Favor for a favor.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great track.
Dr. Knockboots was actually all right. You know,
listen. VH1, if you're listening, and y'all still, like, retiring people and showing love like that to all the hip-hop artists, I think you better hurry up and give Nas his. For real, for real. Well, I seen they got the behind the scenes, and that's coming up, I think, April 21st, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay,
the date could be kind of skewed, but they are going to have Nas is on there. You know, today they had Pitbull. This week they're going to do The Game. You know, and it's funny because, like, I had an argument with someone, and I was telling them, you know, and the argument was about, you know, how TV1 puts on the unsung, and my point to them was, you know, like, when you get the unsung, you get, like, the obscure people that, you know their story, kind of, but then when they put it on the unsung, it's not further, you know, telling you anything that you didn't already know about them, whereas VH1 always has the crisp videos and all that, you know, like TV1, they shit looks like, you know, like it has a snow pattern on it or something, like it, They shit just don't look right, man. It's like second rate video and shit, man. You know, it's like because you got a black channel, you just give us whatever the fuck you just give us. You know what I'm saying? Whereas VH1, you know, even if they got a like, it'd be like, how do you get like a camcorder video from like 75? Like, where did they get that shit from?
Oh yeah, like College Hill versus Real World. And my thing is this.
We got to do better.
My thing is this, man. They all owned by the same parent company, Viacom. Viacom is just fucking over black people right now. Viacom owns all three music channels.
But see, as a people, you know, they know that all they got to do is just give us. They just give us shit, and we got to accept what they give us, or we just accept what they give us.
Real talk, y'all. Viacom owns VH1, MTV, and BET. Notice why the programming just seems to be damn near identical. You know, all the programmers are the same. They all got the same style reality TV shows. None of the channels show videos. They show them on like the extra channels, like
MTV2.
MTV2 shows the videos.
MTV3U.
BET Jazz. Bet on Jazz was showing like the videos for BET. VH1 Soul was showing like the VH1 videos, not like the regular VH1. Regular VH1.
Centrix.
Yeah, you know, all the regular, the main channels show just reality TV and shit. You know, but think about it. If one company owns all three TV stations, why does College Hill, which is basically the same type of show as Real World, have grainy ass camera quality, but Real World was all crystal clear and all that shit? But it's the same fucking company.
True that.
Come on.
Yo, we just were talking about the Stillmatic intro, and you hear he put it on there, man. So as customary, you know, EBF did it the first hour, so you know me. I always had to do it the second hour, you know.
Yes, sir.
Because it's live turntablism, you know. That's what separates us from other shows, you know what I'm saying? We don't have to call what number we are, you know, or nothing like that, you know.
What?
Real Recordize is real. And here's the real deal. Man, Sean Touch, give it up, son.
On a turntable.
Yeah, yeah, you know he cuts with that blood in his veins. Heart of a king.
Blood of a slave, heart of a king. Oh. Uh-huh. Bring it back, come on.
You know what, on the real, some crazy shit, nigga. I made a slow song tape and put this intro at the beginning, nigga. Nigga, I was fucking the Stillmatic, nigga. Some superhero shit, nigga.
Right.
Like, they was getting the super dick, nigga, for real. For real, man. But I'm just a different type cat like that, man. So, but I also, you know, got to shout out my peoples who, you know, be having a little real talk on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? My girl Kat, my man Les, my girl Dashi, you know, my man Cliff, LaDon. You know, if I'm forgetting anybody, I don't think I am, but if I'm forgetting anybody, you know, please forgive me, but we having the real talk on there, man. But the real talk is my man over here talking with his hands, man.
Yes, sir. Cutting it up like no other. DJ Sean Touch. Turntablism at its finest. Let him fuck around and tell you, he just playing around winging it.
Hey, you know him, he'll say, oh, that's just freestyle shit. I ain't had nothing planned, man.
I was just making it up as I go, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, man. This is Sean Touch, you know what I'm saying? Ladies, if you want to get at him, call me first. No,
yo, shout out to the Monkey House crew. Shout out to everybody that's been listening, as usual. I know I give the same shout outs like every single week, but these are my crew, you know what I mean? Shout out to, you know, everybody that's, like I said, been listening on Facebook. B-Tune, we got, there's a show coming up on March 31st. I definitely got a plug. March 31st, if you're in the 585 area, the one and only one half of Gangstar, of course, you know. DJ Premier.
Yes, sir.
Will be in the building at Dublin Underground March 31st.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Silly Cuddy. Shout out to DJ 2Chill. who will be on the ones and twos that night.
Yes, sir.
Rocking on. And my man L.I. will be hosting. So, Rochester area, if you have nothing to do, you definitely don't want to miss Primo, because I don't think he... When was the last time he ever been to Rochester? Has he been to Rochester?
Never.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. He came to Darien Lake. So, this will be his first time in the Rock. So
history.
If you've ever seen Primo do live shows,
it's serious.
He's sick. You know, he does his thing.
It's
not
serious.
Just beats-wise. So, you know he got gangs of hits. A whole bunch of hits that make you say, oh, shit, after every song. So you definitely want to be there. So go check that out, March 31st, Dublin Underground.
Yes, sir.
True that. And let me state that the four collective heads that are in the room, pause. Do this just for the love, man. You know what I'm saying? It's because of y'all that we here, man. Y'all asked for us and we came.
Pause.
Wow. But literally, man, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for, like, just wanting us to be here, you know, to give y'all this dope music, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we do it for the love, you know. We always said we ain't getting paid, but even if we was getting paid, we still would have did it like we wasn't getting paid, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we just love hip-hop. We love R&B. We love music in general, man. Because, I mean, literally, just think, man, what would the world be without music?
Quiet
like,
in a month.
No, I'm just saying, like, what if you went into a building and, you know, where you got the elevator music, you didn't have the elevator music. You know, you went to a basketball game, a football game, you didn't get the national anthem. You know, you rode in your car.
Didn't get the timeout music.
You ride in your car. Just think about this one. You ride in your car and your radio, your CD player, nothing works.
Oh, terrible.
What kind of ride is that, man?
Quiet.
Telling you, man, music is an outlet, man. Music makes the word go round, man. For real, for real.
Touch. Cut that real quick. Cut that music real quick.
Cut the music, Touch.
This is what the world would be like without music. You're driving in your car. You hear nothing. Cut that beat back on. Not now you ride. Now you ride. Yeah. Bopping your head.
And thank for all everybody who be always requesting the bug out hour, man. You know what I'm saying? Poker face.
Yeah.
I see you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to her, you know. Constant listener, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my girl Shawnee Johnson, Simone Johnson, aka Simone Arabia.
Yes, sir.
Sharon Johnson, Taisha Johnson. These are my hip hop honeys, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm saying? You know, so shout out to them, you know, for always holding me down and always being behind me for whatever I do, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And Sean Touches, as you let us fade to black, we'll be back.
Yes, sir.
Syndicate. Radio.